The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Simon Tierney, how to this week is how to name your pet.
How to name your pet. Okay, now this is something that people spend an inordinate amount of time on. Do you guys have pets? I wasn't sure if you...
I do have pets and I have had many other pets too, but I have one currently. A cat.
Okay. Do we have a name for the cat? I know a lot of people actually just call their cats Cat.
I have had a previous cat called Cat. This cat is called Chief.
Chief. Okay. Very nice. Is it a male or a female?
He is a male cat. He is a male. And he is our chief.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have a pet at the moment. I'm under serious pressure, as I've mentioned to you.
Resist it.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, the youngest is almost four, so... I was just kind of waiting until we get to four, and now I might push it to five.
I think that's wise.
I have always had dogs. I don't have a dog currently because I had a dog, and then when my hips got bad, I rehomed the dog, and he went to live on a farm. But it was actually true; it's not a euphemism.
Okay.
But anyway, and he was
that's what she tells us anyway.
He was called Beamish.
Ah, that's great. Because was he black and white?
Yes, he was black with a little white bit under his chin.
That's lovely.
And my dog before that, who was my favourite dog I've ever had in my life, was called Jesse, which is kind of more of a traditional
just
name.
On the alcohol theme, I knew two dogs which were called Gin and Tonic.
We had a dog called Punch, which was also an alcoholic after.
It was like rum punch kind of thing.
Yeah, basically.
Very good.
But not currently a dog?
No, our last dog was called Hoagie after Hoagie Carmichael, the brilliant singer.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. That's nice. So, yeah, I got interested in this kind of a rather dark way into this story, guys. I was reading a book by Albert Speer, Hitler's architect, and he was talking about Blondie. Now, I'm sure you've come across Blondie before.
Not the artist, Deborah. Not the band. But Hitler's dog.
Yeah. Hitler's dog was called Blondie. And the way Albert Speer talks about it is really interesting because Eva Braun, Hitler's mistress and eventual wife before their death, she hated Blondie, so much so that whenever Hitler wasn't there, she would kick him under the table. And Albert Speer talks about this. But Hitler was really attached to this dog. And he called it Blondie because it had blonde hair. It was a German Shepherd, so it had like a blonde streak on it or something. And, you know, you can read into all the kind of Aryan associations.
No doubt,
But the bizarre thing about it for me is that it has this perversely humanizing effect on this monster.
Yeah,
that is Hitler, and
he loved dogs.
He loved dogs.
He just didn't love people.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing. So it got me interested in why the names that we choose for dogs, and it's no surprise that Blondie ends with this kind of E
sound
at the end. Because when I was looking at the dog census, the Dogs Trust do their census every year, and
do they?
Yeah, and the 2024 results are the latest ones that I could find. Every single name on the top 10, the name either ends with an E sound or an A sound.
Ah, give us a flavour.
Okay, so number one is Bella. Number two is Daisy. Three is Bailey. Four is Luna. And five is Charlie. Okay, so each of those has that kind of vowel-y type end to each of them, which I think is probably because it's kind of endearing.
It's a pet name, and I don't mean to have a pet, but like we call our kids... You add on an E. I have a son called Ushy and I sometimes call him Ushy. You know what I mean? Like it's like a diminutive name, isn't it? It's like a pet name.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the way they start. What was also interesting for me is that every single name in the top 10 is two syllables. I was going to say two syllables or less. They're actually all two syllables, but no more. Which I think is probably because it's easier for kids to say. And parents will often consider a pet's name because they want the child to be able to... Like, it's hard for your child maybe to say
I would suggest it's also because it's easier to call. You go, Satan, do you know what I mean? It's easier to say than...
That, is that the name of one of your former dogs
no,
who's
but
no longer
I,
with first, us? That would have been a good name for
the first
Hitler's
name I could think of, rather than...
It's what Blondie should have been.
You know, should have.
Constantine. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know where these names are coming from, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. a shorter name is easier to shout, and you do actually sometimes have to shout for a dog if you're calling it.
That is a really good point. Actually, you've brought up something here, right? Because I was going to talk about Putin's dog, right? And the reason why is because the dog had such a long name. And this is not a name that is easy to wrap off if you've lost him in the woods and you need to get him. Actually, it was a lady dog. She's not with us anymore. Her name was Connie Leod Palgrave.
Goodness.
This was Putin's dog, right? And the reason I bring this up is because she had a very interesting encounter with Angela Merkel when she was
Oh,
canceled.
I remember this.
Do you remember
yeah,
this?
I do.
So she was, I think it was like the early, I think it was around 2007, 2008. So it was quite early for her chancellorship. Putin had already been in, look, he's been there forever at this
in,
most
out,
of this century.
In, kind of in, yeah, all, exactly. The whole time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So she was in Moscow, I think it was. Yeah, because the dog was there. And they were having this meeting. And at the end of the meeting, when the photographers were being brought in, Connie Leod Palgrave was brought in. Now, when these diplomatic meetings happen, it's always, you know, the aides will say, look, we know Mr. Putin has a dog. Chancellor Merkel does not like dogs.
Fair.
I think something had happened to her when she was a child or something like that.
Lots of people are a bit nervous.
Exactly.
Of dogs.
Yeah. So you want to be sensitive to that. So if you wouldn't mind, just keep the dogs away from the chancellor. Putin brought the dog in at the end. It's a black Labrador called Connie Leod Palgrave. They believed that it was probably called Leod as the second name because the dog was actually a descendant of a dog belonging to Leonid Brezhnev.
Wow.
Former Soviet
leader, Secretary General.
Secretary General.
Quite the pedigree in that dog.
The pedigree. Yeah, I know. It's like, meet the General Secretary's great, 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 great granddaughter. So he came in. And I just want to read you out a little quote from Angela Merkel's book about Connie Leod Palgrave. She says, I tried to ignore the dog. And you should look at the video or photographs of this because she looks so uncomfortable. She says, I tried to ignore the dog. Even though he was moving more or less right next to me, I interpreted Putin's facial expressions as meaning that he was enjoying the situation.
A little power play.
And everything we know about Putin would fit with that,
doesn't
wouldn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't it? It's nasty.
Yeah, it is nasty.
Of course, there's a long link between dogs and the Soviet or Russian regime. Didn't they send dogs into space?
Oh yeah,
Laika was the one who was the first first thing to
Wasn't
orbit
there a
the
Eurovision
Earth.
Sputnik. Song about her.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. There was a Eurovision
Sputnik
song.
Sputnik 2, yeah. I think it was actually.
So was that like before we
or
send
Mutnik,
a human?
As it was dubbed at the
before
time.
Before we send.
Yeah, it was to see it was okay, and unfortunately, poor old Laika lasted about half an hour, I think.
Wow. Aww.
Yeah, bit of panic and overheating apparently.
Overeating.
Easing.
Oh, eating. Sorry.
She overate herself to death in half an hour. She gobbled everything.
Pedigree
they told her not to. No, we shouldn't be joking. It's kind of awful.
No, that's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Laika. So that's Putin's dog. Now, pets, we have to mention pets with human sounding.
I love pets with human names. I know people who have a basset hound called Stephen, and I just think it's a wonderful thing.
Great.
And you had one, didn't
that's
you?
That's a big dog as well. That's it. Here comes
and he
Stephen.
Looks like a Stephen, I have to say. He kind of does.
You had one with a human name.
We did. We had our late terrier was called Dermot.
That's great.
He died, he lived to a great age of 16, and we just decided. Honest to God, he was a very unremarkable looking dog, a small brown terrier, a lovely family dog, had him for many years. But we just thought that it would be entertaining for anyone who came in contact with this lovely dog if he had a human.
Unless that person was called Dermot.
Do you know, it didn't happen. It did happen on occasion, for sure.
If I met a dog called here, I wouldn't mind at all.
I'm not sure I'd be impressed, I have to say.
Shane,
I'm going to call
really?
Mine. Yeah. I was thinking of getting a dog and calling it Shane.
Yeah, although there was a dog when I was growing up called Shane.
I think you need a mascot for this show.
I think so too. I quite like humans with dogs' names because my third child is called Milo, which is a lot of people have that as a dog's
Milo
name.
Milo is the Jack Russell from The Mask with Jim Carrey.
A lot of people have that as a dog
Jack
name.
Russell?
No, he's my son.
Oh,
but I'm saying I like humans with dog names as well as dogs with human names.
I'm kidding.
I think it works both ways, Simon.
The dog or the son. That's very good. Yeah, so my...
If you're listening, Milo, we didn't mean it. We didn't name you after
I'm
a dog.
I'm really sorry, Milo. I'm really sorry. It's a lovely name
it
for
is
a dog
nice
or a human.
Or a human.
My brother had a goldfish called Michael.
I like that too.
Which I could never quite bring myself to address.
To address. Well, it's hard to address a
goldfish. I don't even think you have to name goldfishes,
I mean,
do you?
No, I know. And look, even if you did, they'll forget about it 2 seconds later. Once they've gone, around the bowl,
it does have a kind of a gravitas, though. For but
What about what's interesting in those names? No Irish names at all. Whereas if you look at the top 10 children's names, there's loads of Irish.
That's
names.
Really interesting, actually, because I think possibly for the first time ever, and please, listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but the CSO figures for 2025 baby names, it was the first time that a male. That an Irish name topped the boys' list, which is really
that's because it's always been Jack for about 15 years.
Exactly. Yeah. I think Jack is like number two or something. But considering the vast cultural influence of our former president,
Michael D.
Higgins,
his two dogs,
spawned everything from tea towels to tea cozies to whatever it is, books and everything. His dogs, Brode and Mishnock, are not on the list, but there are
good
no
names.
Irish
good names,
names
for a dog.
They are.
Brode is pride. What's Mishnock, Shane?
Courage.
Courage.
Courage, yeah. They are not on. There's no Irish names on the list. I was really surprised.
Yeah. Sean McCool had a couple of dogs as well with Irish names. Bran and.
That's very true, actually, yeah.
Scholan, I think, was the other one.
Yeah, that rings a bell. What about. People who use cultural influences. Like, I really like the story of Jock. Now, Winston Churchill, he loved dogs. I mean, he was the British Bulldog himself, was his nickname. But later in life, he loved cats, and he had a cat called Jock, right? Now, he called this cat after his private secretary, John Jock Colville, right? And John Jock Colville took great pride in the fact that the former Prime Minister had.
That's why I think, Shane, if I did get a dog and call it Shane, you should take great pride in it.
Yeah, I think
I'm not
you're
so
on
sure.
the fence about that.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
He doesn't look at all chuffed by my kind offer.
What about if Kira called it Shay Dog?
Now that I like.
And it would have to wear sunglasses all the time.
So,
but I suppose if Winston Churchill calls their pet after you, no disrespect, Kira.
All right,
Shane. A big deal, isn't it?
I'm definitely calling the dog Shane now.
It's an endearment. But when he died, or just before he died, he requested that his house, which was given to the National Trust, which was given into the care of the National Trust, Chartwell, very famous house.
Yeah.
You can visit it if you go to England. On your holidays, he requested that when Jock died, not his private secretary, the cat, that they would bring in another cat to fill his place, but that the cat would also be called Jock and that it would have white paws and a white blouse.
Aww.
Like Jock. The National Trust property of Chartwell to this day still has a cat
called
on
Jock.
Its property called Jock. We are currently on Jock the 7th. Which does have white paws and white bib and was brought to live in Chartwell in May 2020.
Wow. Okay.
Downing Street, of course, has its famous cat, Larry.
Larry the cat?
Yeah.
Oh, we do also, but just finally, Simon, the puns.
Oh,
I love
yes.
the pun names.
Yeah. These are great. Like, have you guys ever come across Cat Damon?
No.
I really like Cat Damon.
Cat Damon
is a great
is
name,
great.
Isn't it?
I love that. I think that's brilliant. There are so many people that have a cat called Cat Damon. The other one that I really like, and I think this is probably my favourite pet pun of all time, is I came across a woman who had a chihuahua who had lost both his legs in an accident, and they decided to invoke Forrest Gump, and that chihuahua is called Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, God. That's actually very funny.
I like
Lieutenant Dan.
I do like Paul McCartney as well. I have
Paul
to say.
McCartney is a great one. That is a great one.
Anything with Paul in it is pretty good, isn't it? Look, I want to get a dog now. I'm going to name it.
You're going to name it Shay Dog?
No. I think I might name it like a human name. I'm thinking Frank is a great name for a dog.
Frank, yeah. Or Brendan.
Oh, well, that's my dad's name.
Oh, God.
He's dead, Simon.
You're on a roll today, yeah. Simon.
Members of
Annie's dead, Simon. So
I'm
just gonna put that on.
I'm so sorry.
Look, you've given us lots of dog food for thought. Thank you so much, as ever, telling us how to name pets this week.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.